Hey everyone, you know what today is. Today is Monday, which means it's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. So let's get into it. The first question is from Anonymous that says, "Hey Kay, would you ever do an eating ASMR?" Oh man, I don't know. I feel like eating is super polarizing. I think some people really like the sound of eating. I think some people really hate the sound of eating. So it's not really something that I've like thought about, but if enough people want an eating sound video, I will make one. I'm not against making one. It's just not something I've ever like considered doing, just because it's such a polarizing sound. But yeah. Let us see. Anonymous asks, "I'm just curious, is there a reason you repost old audios a lot?" So right now I am currently like updating a catalog of audios. So on Patreon, I'm trying to organize all my old audios in a way that's digestible and manageable, and searchable. And the way I'm doing that right now is by going through all my old catalog and make sure it's all updated and all the audios are correct and they're labeled correctly and they're in the right place. So that's why they're being reposted on Patreon the way they are. It also gives people who haven't been around for as long in the community a chance to kind of see them. So it kind of works on a twofold purpose. But the main one really is organization. Not only for me, but for all of you guys, so you have a better way of understanding and knowing how to get certain audios. So yeah, it'll make more sense once the process is finished, because I'll have a much more inclusive list of what tags you can search by and what tags mean and all that kind of stuff. So look out for that at some point. But yeah, that is the main reason why things are being reposted like they are. All right, Joy asks, "Favorite ice cream flavor? Heat wave in my area. I can't function without ice cream, watermelon, AC, and your favorite and your audios. Thank you." Yeah, it's when it's hot. It's trust me. I understand the heat. So ice cream flavor, vanilla. I'm so basic. Vanilla is my favorite. It's always been my favorite. Yeah, I don't even think I really branch in ice cream that much. It's really just vanilla. I'm a strictly vanilla guy. I love vanilla. It's so good. It's the best flavor. All right. Thank you for your question. Dante asks, "Any tips on how to deal with fetishism as a woman of color? I really like this guy, but I'm not sure if he genuinely appreciates my body or if it's just fetishizing it." Ooh, that's a hard one. I guess like those... I wish I had a much more, complete view of the situation. How do you know? How do you know if someone's fetishizing you, if they're genuine? I think you could apply that to almost anything in dating. Like, how do you know someone's with me for the right reasons? Is basically what that question boils down to, is whether it's they're there for like money or if they're there for, you know... there's all these different components to why someone could be in a relationship for the wrong reasons. And a lot of it comes down to, one is your gut feeling. I think if you have a feeling that he might be fetishizing you, then that might be an indication that he may be doing that. If you're getting a vibe, you know, like if you're like, oh, I don't know, something feels off, then, you know, maybe trust your gut on that. But part of me thinks maybe have a conversation, maybe talk about it, be like, hey, and I mean, if you're not in a place where you can have that kind of conversation, I don't know, maybe he isn't someone worth pursuing further down the line. Cause if you would want someone that you could have that kind of open dialogue with, and if you can't, then, you know, it's hard. That's a hard space. It's a hard space to navigate. Cause like, how do you know he's there for the right reasons? My advice is trust your gut, and if you can, have an open, honest dialogue about it. Talk. Conversations, they help. because it might resolve just through a conversation. So that's my advice. I hope that definitely helps. Anonymous says, can you say something in Spanish, please? Si. I don't know. My Spanish is not very good. But I, yeah. Let's see. All right. Anonymous asks, subtitles always on or off when you're watching a movie? Always on. Always, 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 always on. I don't know. I'm just, yeah. Because I think you can have the TV not as loud when you use subtitles because you can read. I don't know. And also from anime, I'm just always subtitles on. All right. Let's see. Anonymous asks, is it possible to continue making Let's Talk About audios? I was very interested in hearing what you had to say about race play. I was wondering if you do it for other topics or just random things that you have to say or things on your mind. Yeah, I used to do something called ASMR education, which was just like stuff similar to that. But yeah, I do kind of like the format of Let's Talk About It. That might end up being a Monday series at some point because I do like it. Yeah, it's very possible you'll see more of it because there's definitely like random topics I'd love to talk about. But yeah, that's definitely something that could be on the horizon. Thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, do you look at the Get to Know Night question form on the day? Or do you look at it on days when you don't even have to record audios for it? No, I don't. I only look at it on the day that I record. I basically do the questions like it's a first take, just because I think it's more organic and I like it better that way. So, yeah. Let's see. Anonymous asks, pertaining to your last audio from Paris with Love, have you been to Fashion Week show? If yes, which ones and how do you like it? I haven't been. I've been in certain cities when Fashion Week's been going on, but I haven't attended it directly. So I haven't been in attendance. I would totally go though. I'm not against it. I think it'd be fun. Let's see. Careless Bird says, hi Kate. Not exactly a question. Just wanted to give you an update to my last question. I feel like it was personal, so I finally talked to them directly, the person who made fun of my acting, and I told her I hate it when she and her friends made fun of me, and it really was unprofessional, and they should knock it off. It was really good for you. They apologized to me eventually and explained the reason why they did that. It turned out they feel intimidated by me at work. I don't know why. They're not even on my team. But anyway, we ended up being friends now, and we had lunch today, and it was kind of fun. I told her that I really try my best to speak with an American accent. Just give me 1 to 2 years to get used to it. Thank you for your advice. I'm glad it all worked out. I think communication is such an undervalued tool of problem solving. If someone's doing something you don't like, talk to them about it. I think they will be very likely to change their behavior, or at least if they don't, at least you'll feel a little bit better because you were able to express yourself and verbalize things that you probably weren't verbalizing. I'm glad it worked out. I'm really happy. I'm glad it didn't have to go to HR to get resolved. That's always good when you can get things resolved, like, person to person. All right, let's see. This might be the last question. Okay, so Anonymous asks, favorite Disney? Movie park? I'm not sure, but just favorite Disney. I guess my favorite, I guess Walt. Walt would be my favorite Disney. I mean, Roy wasn't bad, but Walt. I think they mean like park, I'm assuming they mean park, or maybe film. I would answer film. It's Star Wars now because Disney bought it. But like, I guess like classic Disney is like Alice in Wonderland. And then like Disney Renaissance would be Beauty and the Beast. And then like modern Disney would be, I don't know. What is modern? Like, what's the, I mean, one second. Disney animation. I just want to look at what's the most recent Disney animated, like the new generation of Disney animated films. Oh, Big Hero 6. Big Hero 6 would be my my modern Disney favorite. And then Park, I guess. My favorite one would be Epcot, which surprises people, but it's true and it holds true continuously. But Epcot's just so good. Yeah. And I guess in California, it's like California Adventure is the better of the two, in my opinion. Well, I guess I say that only because I have a Magic Kingdom here, and there is not... there's another Magic Kingdom. I think the Magic Kingdom clones are like my least favorite. Although the one in LA does have some different rides. So, yeah, that's a hard one. I would just say Epcot. That's favorite Disney. I hope that answers your question. I'm not sure if I answered it correctly, but I hope I did. And with that concludes Get to Know Night for this week. If you have a question that you want answered, there should be a form down below that you can fill out to send me a question, and I will answer it. And if you have a suggestion for an audio, there's a separate thing called the idea submission line. You can use that to submit an idea to me, and I will probably get to it. So with that being said, I'm Knight. I hope you have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye now.